What Adam used to do, now he find himself doing something else. Talking different from the way God taught. Huh? Living against the principle and rules that God gave him, the instruction. Now he going against them. Where he loved Eve and cherished her, now he fussing at her. Want to slap her around. Get in there and cook my breakfast, woman. Huh? I mean, some men do. You had to get it from somewhere. God didn't do that. Come on, come on, come on. But we're getting to the crucifixion. Better hurry up so we can have some time to deal with it. Why crucifixion? Here's this man. God had made to love and be loved. God had made to have dominion and rule. God had made to stand up and stand out and take charge and move forward and produce. But now, he producing something that's against God. Filling the earth with stuff that wasn't God. As a result, that's why you're facing all the stuff you're facing now. You're tempted to steal. You're tempted to lie. You're tempted to cheat. You're tempted to curse. You're tempted to say ungodly things, violent things. You're tempted to talk against the word of God. Even after you get saved, God said you're healed, and you walk around and tell people you're sick. Come on. Come on. Why is it? Because we have an adversary. But I want to talk about the crucifixion. And the scripture says, if y'all can put it back up again, Galatians 2:20. Why did he die on the cross? Why was he crucified? Somebody had to qualify, or somebody had to come. Listen to me now. Someone, excuse me, had to come and restore man, put him back at his original place with God. God couldn't put him back there because God didn't put him out. I'm going to say it again. God couldn't restore him as God because God didn't do it. It was a man that messed it up. It was Adam that disobeyed. Yeah. So it had to be a man. So God started looking. And there was no man in the earth realm. No man came from Adam. None of Adam's descendant qualified for this particular task. It had to be one that was pure. It had to be one that was holy. He had to be one that never sinned. And he couldn't find that kind among Adam's descendants. So it looked like God was stuck, but you can't stick God. So God said, I know what I do. Jesus, son, I got a job for you. I got a job for you. I need you to become a man. I need you to go through the birth canal like all the rest of them. People did that's on planet Earth. I don't want you going in there like Satan sneaked in. He lied his way in. I want you to be born into the earth. I want you to go through the birth canal. And he said, okay, Father, I'll do it. And he was born in this earth realm as a man. Took on what? Flesh and blood. He was 100% what? Man. And 100% God. God in man. And he just didn't come in the earth and say, okay, I give myself a living sacrifice for the redemption of mankind. He just didn't do it. He couldn't do it. He had to come in and do things in order. And so what you mean, Pastor, do things in order? He had to come under the same system that Adam was under. The same system that Abraham's system. He'd come in just like a man because he came from the descendants of Abraham. When God said, Abraham, I need you to enter into a covenant with me, and I need to use your peoples to get a seed in the earth. Are you following me? Am I clear enough? Do I need to break it down some more? I need your people because I got my son. He's going to become a man, and he has to be born just like all the rest of men with everything they had. He said, the only difference going to happen to you, son, I'm going to impregnate this woman by the Holy Spirit. Nobody ever, it never happened to no other creature before in history. Never will. Are you following me? I'm going to be the father of this child because if I let Abraham or some of his descendants do it, he's still going to be messed up because he came from a fouled up gene. So by my spirit, I found the girl. Gabriel, you go tell her. She's a young lady. Go tell her that I need her to preserve my seed and give birth to it in the earth so he can do a job for me. Mankind need to be redeemed. I want my man back. I want my people back. I want what I created for me back. Do you want your own stuff or you want somebody else to? I tell you what y'all do. I tell you what you do. Since you don't want it. Everybody get out your pocketbooks and things. Bring them right here and give them to me. You don't want it. Bring all your stuff to me. When you make this next week check, bring it to me. Do I get any takers? Anybody going to cooperate and bring me your stuff? No, I want my own stuff. If I want mine, what do you think about God? Don't he want his, you don't think he wants his own? I belongs to God. He bought me. He paid for me. He redeemed me. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And so God said, I want what's mine. Hallelujah. So he sent and paid the price for that which is his. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you about the crucifixion. Hallelujah. Why did he die? He came and paid the price so you could be redeemed, so you could be purchased. He bought you back. He ransomed you. He purchased you. He has a right for you. Sin has no claim to you. You've been bought with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that blood, when you got bought, if you receive the invitation as I'm giving this morning, it'll cleanse you, set you free, put you back where you're supposed to be, give you the life that you're supposed to live, empower you with his spirit to overcome every opposition of the enemy and every attack against your spirit, against your mind, against your body, against your life, against your health, and in every relationship. He will put you in a place where you will have freedom and liberty. It will be a challenge. It will be a fight, but you win. So what? I don't care. Long as I know I'm going to win.
Yeah.